Hello, my lovelies. It's me, Miss Anne. I know it's been a while, and I wanted to make more erotic hypnosis videos, but I haven't had the right inspiration, I guess. So if anybody has any ideas on how I can improve or any fantasies that I can play out, that would be so helpful. So I wanted to do just sort of an improv where we both just play along. The first thing you have to do is get into an area where there's no distractions. I only want you to hear my voice only. And we can be alone together. So somewhere dark, secluded, comfortable, perhaps on your bed, in the most comfortable way that I'd like you to be, is naked. So whatever layers of clothes you have on, I want you to peel them off bit by bit. No rush. I'll be here. Your top, your underwear, your pants, maybe not necessarily in that order. As long as you end up completely naked for me. Now, the hypnosis part hasn't started yet because it's all about making sure that you're comfortable and in a relaxed state before you're persuaded into anything else. The way hypnosis works is that you have to want it to work and like it. So now that you're all naked and relaxed, I want you to focus on my voice. And there will be other sounds, whatever that may be, a phone, an outdoor noise, anything. They will come and they will go. No distractions. You will hear them, but you won't pay attention to them. I want you to come back to me and listen to my voice, and my words, and my tone. So I want you to close your eyes, and breathe in very deeply, and very slowly, in through your nose, and out your mouth. And we're going to do this a few times, just to slow your heart rate. It's kind of the same feeling you get when you're starting to fall asleep. So in through your nose and out your mouth. You feel your body becoming a little heavy, and that's fine. You're sinking into your bed or wherever you're laying, and you're becoming a little heavier as you relax. Now remember, in through your nose and out your mouth. In through your nose and out your mouth. Very good. Very good. So I want you to continue that breathing. And I'll let relax you and just let you absorb any kind of words that I say. Your mind will be open eventually. So let's start by thinking about your body right now, starting at your toes or your legs. I want you to tense them just a little bit so that way you can pay attention to your body. And we're going to focus on each body part as we go up, all the way up to your arms, your fingertips. So let's start at your toes and your legs. And I want you to squeeze them. I want you to tense them. I want you to feel the tension, and then I want you to release the tension. And it'll feel so satisfying once you relieve that tension. Ah, like a weight has been lifted. And I want you to do it one more time. Tense the legs and your toes and your feet, and you're going to hold that tension and hold it and then release. Very, very good. Let's move up to your tummy and your pecs. Breathe in. I want you to tense your stomach. Tense. I know it's uncomfortable. Just a little bit longer. And then release. Very good. One more time. Breathe in. And then tense your stomach muscles and your chest muscles a little bit longer. And then release. Very good. Now we're doing this again to relax your body. Also making sure you're present. You feel attached to your legs and your arms. And you can feel them even without doing anything. But first, let's finish with your arms and your hands and your fingers. So I want you to tense your arm muscles and your shoulders and your hands and your fingers. You're going to make a fist. I want you to hold it, and then release. Good. Remember that feeling of weightlessness once you release that tension. Feels so good. Now, one more time. Going to tense your arms and your hands and your fingers, and we're going to make a fist. And you're going to squeeze, and then you're going to relax. Ease that tension. Don't forget to breathe in your nose and out your mouth. Now you should be completely relaxed. The only thing that you should be paying attention to is the words that I'm saying right now. Every vowel, every consonant, every cadence, every pitch and tone, my voice rises and lowers. Focus. And that's going to help us both. You're welcome to let your hands roam all over your body, very gently. Imagine they're my hands. Just enough to let goosebumps arise. Let the hairs stand on end. It's almost tickly. Just enough to feel something. And I know your heart will start to race just a little bit because you're excited. And that's okay. I want you to be excited because it's fun and you're safe. And it's just me and you. Feeling up and down your chest and your stomach. And you may stop, or you can continue. But now imagine me and my words touching up and down your neck. Just a little. Right on your left side, underneath your earlobe. Tracing one or two fingers down your neck to your shoulder. You feel me on your shoulder. Good. I'm going to lightly caress your chest from left to right. Just softly, you can feel my fingertips trace every curve and contour of your body. I assume now you're getting very excited. You're getting a little harder. Now remember, that's what we want. I don't know the outcome of the end of this recording yet, but we'll see. It'll be a surprise to both of us. Now, let's pay attention to something a little bit more important. I want you to think about your cock now. It should be very warm, hard, even erect. And if it's not, it should be. I want you to feel my hands tracing around where your hips are. Just teasing. Playfully teasing. No, just roam around using one or two fingers to lightly and gently caress your balls. Move my hand up and down your shaft. Feel your cock twitch as I do this. Don't forget to breathe. Getting extra excited. Extra excited. Even I'm excited. You might get a little messy. It's okay. I like a mess. I'm going to just touch the tip a little bit. It's sensitive. So sensitive. And then wrap my whole hand around it and start stroking from the base all the way up to the tip and down and up and down and up. By now, you should be very hard. For me, at least. I want you to be a good boy and tense your cock for me and squeeze and tense, letting the blood rush and release. Feel your hips move upward as you do this and then back down. I'm going to do this a few times. And up, tense, and down. Now, I've decided I just want to tease you a bit. And maybe just edge. I necessarily don't want to give you all the good stuff right away. Maybe for my next audio. But for now, I want you to tense that cock. Feel it harden and pulsate. It should be hard and hot and wet. I want you to continue, whether you're stroking with your own hand or you're letting me do it with my words. I want you to keep going down, all the way down to the base and all the way up to your nice, wet, sticky tip. Oh, and down and up. Squeeze harder. And you want to go faster? You may. You may go a little faster. I know you want to go even more, but not yet. And faster, up and down. We have a good rhythm. Up and down. Your hips start to become involved. You'll start to grind a little. Just completely focused on the pleasure of having your cock teased and edged. And it feels so, so good. And you want to come so, so bad. But not now. And not yet. And that's hands off, my dear. Be a good boy and listen. Oh, I know you want to touch so badly. You want to pout. And you want to frown. And you want to whimper because you want to come. But be patient. The suspense is even better. Now, I want you to relax again. And breathe in through your nose and out your mouth. And we're going to come back to the surface. You're going to become more aware and more lucid of your surroundings. Breathing in and out. Feeling so comfortable and happy. Knowing you had a bit of pleasure as you lay there for me. In and out. You feel a little shaky, and that's normal. Hearing the surroundings, the noises of the outside. Becoming more aware. And you may even open your eyes. Comfortable, satisfied, for now, and fantastic. You did so well for me. Even I got excited. I got very excited. So I'm so happy that you joined me today for a visit. And I hope you perhaps visit me again. For a chance to come, perhaps. Or not. I'll see you again, my lovely. Bye-bye.